This is Ted Kennedy. Guns and schools don't mix. Does Senator Al Simpson care? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, here's a figure that will blow even your National Rifle Association mind. According to the respected Center to Prevent Handgun Violence, an average of 300,000 children are carrying guns to school every day. It's not just big urban schools. According to the center, more and more school districts throughout the country, large and small, are suffering incidents involving gun violence, and the problem is growing worse. Whole schools are being terrorized, and education is suffering. Your anything-goes NRA mentality is the heart of the problem, Al. It's a national disgrace when guns are so freely available that they're even plaguing the classroom. President Bush says he wants action against crime. If he means it, a good place to start is with sensible, long-overdue restrictions on guns. When students raise their hands in school, Al, it shouldn't be because the kid behind them has a gun in their back.
Your old anything goes on criminals got us here. Guns should not be in schools. Schools should be a safe haven where kids can learn. Statistics show us that 25% of all students know someone who has been or have been themselves a victim in their schools. But the problem is not the guns, and any restriction you put on them is simply doomed to fail. Use your being, Ted. Salt away these slugs. Right here in this nation's capital, where guns are strictly outlawed, over half of the picked-up killers and criminals carry weapons. Imagine the ones out there who don't get caught. Write this down now, Ted. The only way we will ever get crime off the streets and out of the classroom is to have a tough crime bill, something you and your liberal Democrat pals just won't let us do. That's a holdup without a gun. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on WIC's new program that helps moms get the food they need more swiftly. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.